Many of us are going green in a variety of ways, from our houses to our vehicles, but what about our clothing? Joining us live now with more, Joan Michelson of Green Connections Radio and our eco-fashion consultant. Tell us all about these garments. How can you go green with your clothing?
I like being your eco-fashion consultant. That's very exciting.
It's your new title.
We need one of those
here. I'll put
that
on my business card now. Everything is going, all these garments are going green. It's kind of amazing. They made a big splash at the Academy Awards this year. Helen Hunt even bought her dress at H&M. Mm-hmm. And H&M launched their big eco-fashion line this week. You can get them in D.C. and all the H&M stores. And they are price comparable, by the way. They're made of recycled fabrics, organic cotton, recycled zippers, even recycled ornaments. Naomi Harris also wore a gorgeous gold dress to the Oscars that was organic, too. Yeah, she was in Skyfall. She was amazing.
Loved it.
The dyes were even made from chamomile and goldenrod.
Wow, that's incredible.
Can you imagine? It's very cool.
Does it hold up, that kind of material?
Yeah, it does. You do want to take care in washing them, but they do. There's even shoes made of various types of wood and bamboo, and one of my friends has flip-flops made from yoga mats.
Wow.
Which is pretty amazing. Non-toxic inks are a big issue. One of the companies that's really doing amazing stuff here, though, is a very small company called Regi Green. And I love what they're doing because she is selling bags made from recycled fabrics and organic non-toxic dyes that are made by women in India who have been rescued from the sex trade.
Wow. That's a Manassas woman.
Yes, it is, in Manassas. And so you're doing well by and looking good at the same time. If you can do good and look great at the same time, what can be better than that?
Go ahead, Deb.
Well, I have two favorite things. One are sheets that are made from, I guess, bamboo that are so soft and wonderful. And the other is that fabric Tencel, which is like wearing, you know, a baby blanket. Those are fantastic, and those are organic.
Yes, they are, absolutely. And the USDA certifies organic. So you can go on our website, WTOP.com, and find the resources for that. But find out how the USDA certifies that, what their criteria are. Again, it's no pesticides, you know, no chemically induced, genetically modified anything with the plants. And there's also a website that gives you a lot of definitions of this. It's ecofashion.com that has a good glossary at the ecofashionworld.com that has a great glossary. And the Sustainable Apparel Coalition has been formed. They developed a Higgs Index, which gives you performance criteria for apparel and shoes and accessories. So if you want to put your money where your values are, you can wear it too.
Can you give us just kind of a quick compare and contrast between the eco-friendly clothing and traditional clothing? You know, what are the environmental benefits? You've mentioned the non-toxic dyes. What else is there in regular clothing that would disturb us or we should be aware of?
Well, it depends is always the answer, right? Some clothing, I mean, there's organic silk. Cotton and silk tend to be natural fabrics anyway. But there's even clothing, eco-fashion clothing made from recycled polyester, which almost sounds like an oxymoron.
Yeah. But
as long as it's not going into the landfill, I think is a key piece. And if it's not polluting the water, water is a huge issue in manufacturing clothing. And to the point where H&M formed a partnership with the World Wildlife Foundation to develop standards for using water in clothing manufacturing process. So water, non-toxic dyes. Some of the fabrics, you also have to be careful if they've been treated with flammable substances called volatile organic compounds. They can actually irritate your skin and cause various kinds of allergic reactions that are pretty dangerous. Mm. And those are in everything from carpets to drapes to kids' clothes and kids' baby wear. There's a lot of those are because they're deemed non-flammable, but they're actually toxic.
And we've got more at WTOP.com, the living page. Please check it out. Joan Michelson of Green Connections Radio.